This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey folks, I'm here at IO Gear, and I'm going to show you a box so cool, they don't even have a name for it yet. Check this out.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
All right, folks, I'm here at IO Gear with Joshua, and you got a box that does a whole bunch of stuff.
We do.
And we're trying to actually come up with a name with it. You're actually still trying to come up with a name with it, but why don't you tell us what this thing does? And,
sure.
And everybody's like, what in the heck is he talking about?
Right. It's something that's never been seen before on the market. It does quite a few different things in a little tiny black box. So all of this within a 3x6 box is revolutionary. So what we've done in regards to our analysis with 3D purchasing with TVs is that about 70% of people that are buying TVs want 3D, but they're reluctant to buy because there's not a lot of content.
Because they think it's snake oil. They don't know people if it's going to be around. You know, that's what they think, right?
Right, exactly. So, you know, Avatar came out, and everybody thought that the 3D content, here comes our content. Here's our big reason to buy. And then it sort of died back down to where we're sort of relying back to having spears come at us or maybe bloody hatchets through a horror movie or some type. So there wasn't a lot of 3D content. There wasn't their favorite movies in 3D. So what we've done is we've taken this 4-port HDMI switch and incorporated a 2D to 3D conversion. So what that does is that it takes all of those old DVDs. If it's Casablanca, doesn't matter. If it's Lady and the Tramp, it doesn't matter. It could be in 3D. So we do a lot more than that. We don't just switch it over to 3D. We allow you to adjust it. We can adjust the pop-up. We can adjust the depth. We can adjust the entire 3D level. So it's to your liking. Personally, with 3D, if it's high, I get dizzy.
Yeah, I think too, and sometimes the depth gets really deep, and you're kind of like, it's a little overdone. So I kind of like, they were doing a demo for us where they actually adjusted to 3D, and it actually could make it pop or pull in a little bit, and I think that was cool, so you could set it to your own liking, right?
Exactly. And what's great about this switch is that's not all it does. If we had a 4-port switch that had a 2D to 3D converter in it, that'd be great. It'd be a great piece. It would sell to the masses. It really would. We've done more than that. So with that old content, with that older DVDs that are in 480i, there's also an upscaler built into this switch. So you can take your 480i, move it up to 720p. If it's 720p content you have, it moves it up to 1080. So think about it this way. You can take your old Disney movies for your kids. They're all in 480i. You can upscale it to 720p. Then you can convert it to 3D. So now all of your DVD, you have unlimited 3D content. You have unlimited digital high def content. All of those DVDs have now converted to what people want to see now.
You know, and the thing is here, what we've got is most of you already have an HDMI switch on your already anyway, because you're having a Google TV or you have a Roku box or whatever else, so you're having to route all this stuff anyway. So why not do it with your new box?
Exactly.
Now after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about pricing, availability, and I think the price is going to shock you. Be right back.
You want web hosting that is tough enough to stand up to any load, even the load that comes from covering an event like the Consumer Electronics Show. In 2011, we had over 35 million downloads, and we need to have robust server capacity for the coverage of 2012. We're going to be using GoDaddy 4GH hosting. In fact, we're going to have 9 servers in a cluster. And 4GH hosting gives us automatic load balancing and traffic management between them. In addition, each day it'll be checked for malware, and we'll be able to have protection at the server level and at the cluster level as well. You can try 4GH hosting, very economical, $4.99 to $9.99 per month at GoDaddy. And when you do so, look at the details on how 4GH hosting might meet your needs, and then use the code CES2. CES2 will give you a 25% discount for the entire year of 2012. And if GoDaddy puts things on sale, that is cumulative. Go take that first sale discount that you might find, then put the code CES2 for maximum savings. It's all 4th generation hosting, 4GH, at GoDaddy.com.
Okay, so now here's the amazing part. You're going to come out with this in March, right?
Yes.
And, you know, what is the market retail normally for a 4 HDMI port? Do you even have a rough idea what those are?
For a standard 4-port HDMI switch, you're looking anywhere from $50 to $99, depending on the brand.
I think I paid $80 for mine, and I've had it for a while, so the price has come down a little bit. So what's the price on this going to be?
Well, and think of it this way, is that there's 2D to 3D converters out there. They're $100, they're $150, they're $200. There's HD upscalers, and they're all separate units. They're not all built into one unit. So what we've done is we've incorporated all that stuff into one switch, and we are going out at a max of $199. $199 for all of that. So you spend $200, and you've converted everything that you own to high definition and to 3D.
But let's be clear, the price hasn't been 100% set yet.
No, it's not. And again, we're in a market to where the set price is never the set price, really. So we're in a position to where the initial price will be $199 going out as an MSRP. And of course, scaling back through the industry, it would always go down at some point.
So you're getting a 4-port HDMI switch that can be run in regular 2D mode. You can turn the 3D on or off. You're going to get this upscaler. You're going to be able to set the depth of field that when you're running in 3D mode with a little remote control, and it's in a little form factor that is going to be, you know, good for your entertainment system. It's not obtrusive. So very cool product. Todd Cochran here with Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network at CES 2012.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.